Hi everyone, how have you been? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click podcast English Online. So here's an expression I wanted to talk about today. Sell yourself short. Sell yourself short. Have you ever heard this expression? Can you guess what it means? We usually hear people use it like this. Don't sell yourself short. And as you get used to listening to real English, be it from TV shows or movies or podcasts, you see that this expression will start popping up here and there. So let's get on to an example. Imagine that you have a friend who works at a TV station, okay? Now, he's very young. Let's say he's in his mid-20s. However, he started working for the station when he was just 17 as an intern. He's a pretty hardworking guy though, so he's been promoted quite a few times since then. He's done a little bit of everything. He has become a true jack of all trades. So let's say this is your friend and his name is Jack, why not? Jack is a jack of all trades. Anyway, he tells you that the old station manager has quit his job and the station has got to fill the position pretty quickly. They're looking for someone young, check. With a lot of initiative, check, and a minimum of 10 years of experience. So your friend Jack wants to apply for the position, but he's afraid the station owners will think he is too inexperienced. So you remind your friend Jack of all the important work he has done for the station. You remind him that he's the one who filled in for the manager last month when the guy got caught in a car accident. And finally, you remind Jack that he has worked in practically every division of the station, that he gets along well with everyone, and that he was the one to initiate many significant actions that had a huge positive impact on the station's bottom line. You say to Jack, don't sell yourself short. That means give yourself credit where you deserve it. By the way, that's another very common phrase in English. Give yourself credit, give someone credit, etc. But back to selling yourself short. You remind Jack of everything he's done that was important for the TV station and you tell him to remember all that. You say, Jack, give yourself credit for everything you've done. You have worked hard for this station since your first day as an intern, and even the old manager himself said that you would be a good candidate to replace him. So don't sell yourself short. That's good advice in general, right? Don't sell yourself short. Be aware of everything you've accomplished, and when someone asks you, you can be honest. Now, that's different from bragging, of course. What does brag mean? To brag means to talk about something you did or one of your qualities in an arrogant way or in an annoying way. You know, sometimes it's a little much and you may even get the sense that what the person is bragging about isn't even true. So there's a difference between giving yourself credit and not selling yourself short and bragging, right? So here's my question to you. Do you give yourself credit for your accomplishments? Has this ever happened to you? You sold yourself short because you wanted to come off humble and then later you regretted it? What about bragging? When was the last time you or someone you know bragged about something? Come on. Talk to you next time.